Kedvak, we're about to start a new inyan, Hilchos Meitzronis. It's actually in the middle of Siman Kuf Ayin Hei. It doesn't even start from the beginning of Kuf Ayin Hei, it starts from Sif Hei, which is in the middle of Chalukas HaShutfes. Meitzronis is a geshmak inyan, it's lighter than what we were doing till now. Many seifim, but hopefully it will move. Meitzron, we hope to cover, at the beginning we just had to break into it, get familiar with the ideas, but hopefully the sifim will go a lot quicker. Till now we're doing maybe, I don't know, a two a week maybe. Hopefully we'll do more than that this month on Meitzronis. Okay, I guess for Hakdama for Meitzronis, just understand what Meitzronis is. The typical case of Meitzronis is that Reuven has a property, and next to his property lives Shimon, and Reuven sells the property off to the market, to a third party. Shimon, under certain conditions, has the right to assume the position of that buyer and take over the adjacent property and attach it and annex it to his existing property. So this way, he's a bamesri. He's the neighboring property owner, and mainly he has the right of, I don't know, first call, he could take over, assume that buyer's position, and buy over that property. That's conceptually what Bar Metzer is. And the reason why they have Bar Metzer comes from a pasuk, v'sisa yashav atayiv. It's an inyan, it's a nice thing to be yashav atayiv. It's beneficial for the neighbor to have a larger property, to annex it to his existing property, since it's beneficial to him. And you, the third party, you could buy a different property. Go somewhere else to buy. Don't step over here and buy right next to this guy. So it's a seat of Yashav HaTov. We tell the buyer, the prospective buyer, don't buy here, go buy somewhere else. Or, if you'd like, get permission from the neighbor to buy here. I mean, before you go into contract, you could ask the neighbor, should I go into it? There are certain halakas which you're going to see, it's not so poshut, later on. I'm just giving you a klolius. You might have to have a kinin with him in order to have his, just because he says, okay, go ahead, doesn't mean he waived his right of bar mitzvah. You might have to have make a kinin with him to accomplish that. But conceptually it's on din on the buyer. We tell the buyer, don't buy here, go buy somewhere else, don't step on this guy, he needs it to widen or lengthen his property. Okay, now it comes from a pasuk v'sisa yashav atayiv. The Magid Mishnah at the end of Hilchos Shchenim, these halakas in Hilchos Shchenim, a lot of other halakas in Hilchos Shchenim as well. At the end of Hilchos Shchenim, at the end of Perek Yedalit, the Magid Mishnah has a beautiful mimer at the end to like summarize or ferize the whole inyan. And over there, I'm going to quote over some of his lashon. He says, "The inyan the din ba metra who should teresenu atmin ma nitna the tikkun midas ha'adam uvahanagasai ba'ilum klalim ba'amr kadoshim to you." We find that the Torah gives a klal kadoshim to you, has a lot of inyanim and kadoshim to you. What is nothing specific? It's just a klal of kadoshim to you, which was given over to Chazal to interpret to every generation and every application when it does fall into kadoshim to you, when it doesn't fall into kadoshim to you. Like Chazal say, kadosh atzmuka b'mutalach shelaye shota v'achat taivis. So too v'chein amra. The Torah says, "Vasisa yashva toiv, v'akavana sheisnaig b'hanhaga toiva v'yisharim b'nei adam." Person should deal with other people properly with hanhaga toiva v'yisharim. Now, why isn't it an explicit pasuk? Why didn't the pasuk tell you all the halachas of Bar Metzra? So the Rav Magid says that when it comes to these klolim, the dafka the Torah kept it, so to speak, vague and general. Because if the Torah is going to tell you halacha, then halacha is absolute kind no matter what, no matter what condition, no matter what time, no matter what era, b'chol eis, b'chol zman, b'chol inyan. V'hechu chayv lasos kein. O midas ha'adam v'hanagasay mischafos l'viyaz man v'ishem. But midas ha'adam changes in the era and changes in times and changes in the places. And therefore the Torah can't specify exactly what you have to do. You have to figure it out yourself. Torah is telling you, you have to be a Yashav HaTov. Now you want to know what Yashav HaTov? You or Chazal have to figure out for yourself what Yashav HaTov is and which application and which environment is Yashav HaTov. Because it's going to tell you a halacha explicitly what you have to do, and it's going to have to be absolute b'chol eitz v'chol zman. And that's not true. There are times, there are exceptions to the rule. Memela, the Torah gave you more of a general clause, a general halacha you should know, asisa Yashav HaTov. V'chachomim zal kasu k'tzas pratim me'ilim. They gave you some guidance. The Chachamim didn't give you all the guidance you need. You have to figure it out yourself. But they did what kasu ksas pratam me'ilim noiflam takas klala me'ilu. Or mehem shasu eisem b'din gomel. Some of the halachas of the Chachamim became halacha. Psuka. It's a din gomel. midrabanan, or mehem lechatchila, it's only lechatchila v'der chasidus. And if he has eyes, hakom midivreim zal. All is, since it's an interpretation of Chazal, it is all midivreim. It means at the end of the day, Bametzra, which falls under the category of Yisisa Yashvatoiv, is only midivreim, it's only midirabanan. So it's a halacha midirabanan, it's not a deraisa. Deraisa is a Yisisa Yashvatoiv. You want to know what falls under Yashvatoiv? You have to figure it out, Chazal help you. But since it's an interpretation of Chazal, it's only a derabanan. That's the Rava Magid, there's a Ramban in Dvarim as well, similar to that. But that's the Sisa V'yachtoiv, it's Midraban, and we tell the buyers, stay away, don't buy here, don't step on me, go buy something else. Now, Hayyoyz, this is very important, Rabbi said, Hayyoyz, the Sisa V'yachtoiv is only, the Bedin Bamet is only at the Sisa V'yachtoiv, and it's only Midrabanan. That's how it is, and it's only mitzada yoshva toiv. Therefore, zok the tshuvas harashba and chelak alef top tov kuf tezvav. His lashon is therefore it's lachain din roifefu. I don't know how you tight roif it, but it's wakal de gadin. I don't know; it's not absolute. V'toli b'sayra, and it could change. B'chut asayra could change Allah if there's a bimba metzra or not. The Beis Yosef says a lashon and our simin sif mem gimel, and again at the end of sif nun hey. U'betayna kolduhu with any etvas of a taina. We are deicha the din of bametzra. We make it's no longer applicable. There are certain exceptions to the rule. It doesn't take much to cause an exception to make the din of bametzra not negeya. And what's the reason? The reason is because sometimes we're going to have other shikulin to make it yeah a yashav ataiv to buy the property. Even though normally it's not yashav ataiv for you to buy the property, but sometimes yes, it is yashav ataiv for you to buy the property. And we're going to see throughout the simon. For example, let's say. It's in a case where the seller needs to sell, time is of the essence, he needs to sell the property quick. And if we're going to tie the seller up with Dini Bametzra, he's going to lose out. It's not fair to him. So what are we going to do? We're going to say, oh, stay away. All buyers beware, stay away, because we're trying to protect the neighbor. And by doing that, we're stepping all over the seller. So therefore, they eased up the rules of Bametzra, because we have to protect the interests of the seller as well. There are times that it might be beneficial for the city to have the newcomer come in. For example, let's say he's using it for a house, whereas this neighbor is going to use it for a chatzah, for something else, which is not as yishuv adav. It's not beneficial for the city. It's more beneficial to have the buyer come in. V'cheinu, we're going to see. But there are times that other shikulim involved why it might be better to have the buyer here. And therefore, that overrides the din bametzra. Din bametzra is a din rafaf. It's only to protect the metzrim. But if you have other shikulim that makes it better for the buyer to come in, then we ease the din of bametzra. Memele, you're going to see me at Hashem in this simen, many, many, many kulis and exceptions, a dozen or more kulis in this simen, why bametzra is not negeya. And therefore, even though bametzra l'chayri is a frequent halacha, and especially when real estate a few years ago was hot, it was ma'isim b'chol yoyim. But having said that, when you looked into the inyan, most of the time it wasn't negeh. Because you know he was a bametz and he had a taina, but somehow the boy had one of the 12 or more exceptions of the rule in the simin that made it permissible for him to buy, and there was no din of bametzra. So it's a yes, it's a very frequent shayla, but to actually exercise bametzra is not so frequent. We've done it at the best din, but more often than not, there's no bametzra.
Is that
what do you mean? We're going to see that there are cases in this simin that when they come together before the property is purchased, you're supposed to defer to the metzrin, and once you purchased it, the metzrin can't be moitzi it from you. Normally the metzrin could. That means when you go ahead and you buy something that you shouldn't buy, then the metzrin could come in and assume your position for the same price, same everything, same terms, and just take you over. And we're going to see tonight in Sivav how that plays itself out with many halachas because of that. Interesting halachas come out because of that. But there are going to be halachas in this simon, yes, that there's a difference whether you went through the deal or not. And therefore the Aruch HaShulchan Taka says, and he gives it as a klal gadol, in Sif Samach Beis, the Aruch HaShulchan says, klal gadol, you should know in Meitzran is, that if you ever have a machloikas apayiskim, or the Dayan himself is mesupik, for whatever reason he's mesupik, he can't be machriya, And it's only a derabbanan mitzad etzisa v'yashu v'atayif. If you have a safek, then you can't be mitzi from the metzrim. If a safek, he can't be. The lokeach is considered a mukzik. V'chosher loin is barer adin metzer nusay. Ein b'koichi lohitz miyad a lokeach. You can't be mitzi miyad a lokeach. He fears ice, but if they're coming before he bought, and the two of them are coming now together, yes, then if you have a safek, the buyer should defer to the metzron. But once he bought it, if you have a safek, the metzron is not going to be able to be mitzi from the lokeach. L'chayra, vayti should have a safek and a lokeach should be moksek. L'chayra, yes. By the abundance, it's a little better, and especially if it's only like a takanta of a sitz of a yashu atoiv, it makes it even leichter, like safek takanta. But you're right, in a konami, could be even a v'yidaraisa, it would be that, if you have to know safek mam and safek isa, but yes, okay. These are just kolalim. Yesterday, when we go through the simen, we're going to develop it much more. I think we should really start sif hey, and we'll get into it. Interesting enough, sif hey might not even be the regular dumba mes, as we're going to see, Mitzvah Shem. Okay, let's start. Zokta Mechava. Echad mina achim, oya shutfin, if you have one of the brothers or one of the shutfim. Now the achim means that they inherited an estate together, so they are shutfim as well. They're shutfim in an estate, or shutfim not in an estate. Stam, partners own a property together. So you have two forms of shutfis, it's the same thing really. Shemacha chelka, one of the shutfim sold his chelik ha-shutfis, his equity in the shutfis, le-echod, he sold off his chelik to someone else, le-acher, okay. Shar ha-achin, oy ha-shutfin, mesalkin le-lokeach. The other partners in the group, the other partners in the shutfis have a right to be mesalik this buyer and remove him and take over his position. Let's say there are partners, there are four people in the group together, there are four partners, one sells off his chelik out to the open to a third party, the remaining three partners could say, no, you're not coming in here, we're going to assume your position, take you over, and now it will be a three party partnership. Till now it was a four party partnership. We'll assume your position, now it's three party partnership. And you don't need all three of the remaining shutim to do that. Any one of the remaining shutim have a right to exercise this koyach, so to speak, of Bamesra and remove this buyer. It's not even as good argument. It's dumb. It's a stump. I have a right to. You don't belong here. You're coming in here. You have no right to come in here. I have a right to assume your position. And it's as if you're not here. It's not even good. I don't have to give you a choice. Whatever you paid to buy out this chelik, I can assume your position, pay you back, and that's it. You're gone, and we're in here. Continues the Mechaber. V'yeshoimim sha'afiluhim hu metzron. Even if the person who bought into the shutras happens to be a neighbor. So lechayra, it's a gavaldik ha-toyva for him to be part of the shutras. He owns the adjacent property, and now he'll own this. So it's sort of like an extension of his property. If I get it, it's what he normally is. He normally is the bamertan that gives him the right to be mesalik other people. But here, no. Here, a shutiv is stronger. The mesalka shutiv. The shutiv could remove a bametra who bought into the shutvis. Oya Achen, or one of the brothers, Mechain Ekel, and this is how we paskin. The Shutiv is Odif from a Bametrin. Now, what is this case? So the Sma says, the Chain Ekel, because he's a tzad to say that a Shutiv is not better than a Metrin. Maybe a Shutiv is better than a Fremda, but that a Shutiv should be stronger than a Metrin if the Metrin bought in here, and now the Shutiv has the right to remove the Metrin, to assume the Metrin position? Maybe not. Dr. Ramah, yeah, the Chain Ekel, we go like this. Shita, like the Mechaba. See, Mechaba only said of the Yeshoimrim. Yes, but we go like that of the Yeshoimrim, that the Shutif is other from a Metzrin. Now, in Lumbis, what gives him the right to remove the Metzrin, or forget the Metzrin, a Fremda? What gives a Shutif a right to remove a third party from coming into his Shutifis? Where is that coming from? So the Sma over here in Sif Katan Vav has a shtickle of Arichis, but he says like this: Loi mi boi, if the partnership started off with two partners, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven sold off his piece to Levi, so then Shimon has the right to remove Levi, because if Shimon, when Shimon will remove Levi, now Shimon is going to be together. He's going to have both chalokim totally controlled together. He'll extend his piece of property, so to speak. Till now, he's a shutvis in this piece of property. If he assumes Levi's position that he bought from Reuben, so now Shimon will own the entire shutfis, so he'll own the entire property. So kumtois, his chelik hashutfis is automatically adjacent to the property that he's trying to assume.
Doesn't he have a right to be good?
He could do Gerog, but why does he have to do Gerog? He could do better. He could just assume his position. That's what I'm saying. It's better than Gerog. You have no right to be here, so you're gone. Bye. I take it over. I don't have to pay you anything extra. You can't flip it to me for a profit. Whatever you paid for, I just give you that amount, and you're gone. You can't even argue. Nothing to do.
It's a smaller piece. It doesn't have the
You'll have very good. You'll have time that you can't do. Okay, you have to know sometimes. Forget if you're Yeshbuk, take a look at them. You can't do good or good. There are going to be times, but this is an easier move. I could just remove you out of here. You're gone. So the Sma's struggling. What din does this should have to take over this Lakeach? So he's trying to create a bar mitzvah type of a din. He's trying to get somehow that there's an advantage to me. So he says, "Lo mi boi, if there was only a two-party partnership till now, so certainly my chelik, the shutif hanishar, his chelik is going to be adjacent to the chelik of the lekeach, so certainly he can take over. But not only that, even if it was a 3, 4, 5 party partnership, and mimeila, why should he be able to take over the lekeach's position? Think, if let's say the lekeach comes in, he's number 5 in this partnership. Who knows, in the future, when we're going to divide the partnership, could be Reuven will end up on the totally north side of the partnership, and this Lekeach will get the totally south side of the partnership, but even that Reuven won't be next to this buyer. So what gives Reuven the right to knock the buyer out? Where is his Lekeach? How is this an advantage to him to attach, so to speak, his buyer's chelik to his own? He might end up in two sides of the shutvis.
Wasn't that? Could be the bar mitzvah on that side.
Who's the bar mitzvah? The buyer. Yeah, well, that's going to be his. That's the next v'geishemim. But even on the first shlav of the makaba, how does this work out? So Zok,
let's say this bullshit. One of the
That's for sure. Anyone could do it. All three could do it together, or each one individually could do it.
So it's between themselves.
So if they all want to do it, so they all are mishtatev. Just like the marshal by bar mitzvah, if you'll have, you could be surrounded by three sides. And three bar mitzvahs want to attack at one time. So they'll all attack, and they'll all collectively, b'shutfis, take over the lekeach position, and they'll have to divide up equally. There's a way to do it. We're going to learn how they divide up equally. Each one gets the piece near his property. And if there's problems, how to do that, the Shulchan Aruch explains later. But the same here. So if all the shutfis want to assume that position, fine. So let's say it's a four-party partnership. Now they'll become three. Instead of each one owning 25%, they'll each own 33%. That's easy. But even if one wants to assume the position, he could do that too. But if there's many parties in this partnership, I might end up, when I'm chelik in 10 years from now, this partnership, I could end up in the north, and this chelik will end up in the south, and he's not right next to me. What do you mean? So that's not Poshit. In Kuf Ayin Dalid, there are halachas, it could be Smaklekes, Rambam, and Rosh. That's not Poshit at all. Like the Rambam, if all the halachim are equal, means there's no advantage of the field, is Kulei Shavit, it's all idiots, all Zibayris, whatever, it's a perfectly equal type of a field, then the Rambam holds, yes, you could insist that you want your halachim together. So then, yes, and I agree that you're right, and I could manipulate that I'll get this next to me, and that should work, right? So then, l'chayr, there's less of a chiddush in this halakha. However, the Rama argues over there, the Rosh, and holds that no, you can't insist that you want that chelik. The other should say, oh, you want that chelik, you pay for it. It's more advantageous to use, and you got to pay for it. So, like the Rosh, you can't force to get that chelik. So, Mamela, what's going on?
It's because you're all sitting together, so basically, you're really next to that field. We all own it together, so I am next to the field.
Okay, fine. You're jumping a step. Let me first give Mechavan to another Sma, but let me first go this one. So the Sma says, nevertheless, even though there are many shutrim, still I could be Mesalik to the Lekeach, and the Lekeach can't tell me, well, you're going to get on the other side, because Lemaisa calls man that we weren't Chaylik, we are all together. I mean, that's what you mean to say. That calls man, we right now, it happens to be, we are all together. Other Rishonim say, Aloshin is I could try to get that side, I could be mefais my shutfim to get that side, and my male Allah have it. Fine, okay, but that's the smart. Comes along the next step, that you could even be mesalik a metzron. Here's the guy who's mamish adjacent to the shutfis, so lukhaya, what do I have over him? I'm a partner in the shutfis, but he's next door, so he's also very good. Still the Makabe holds, and Ramah holds like that as well, that I could actually remove him and take over his position. Now, clearly, if you'll have two metzronim, I'll just show you how vite this goes. This shutif is so much stronger than a metzron, is that not only I can remove the metzron, but even in hukas metzron, let's say you'll have two metzronim who are fighting. So he said that if they come at the same time, they'll assume the lekeach bevazakas. But what happens if one metzron gets there first, assume the lekeach's position, and now a week later the second metzron says, I also won, it's too late. Once a metzron assumed the position, you can't come in, because since you're all equals, whoever gets there first wins. And here we're saying that the shutif is so much stronger than the metzron, is that even if the metzron got there first, so to speak, he bought the piece of property, the shutif has the right to assume the metzron's position. What's going on? Why is the shutif so much stronger?
So he's not going to be a metzron.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so Vachachi is a Sophic metzron. Okay, good. Tiny good and a Konami. So the Sma says the reason why his lashon is
better than metzron.
You
split up your
part. The odd of koychin metzron daumim pnei shekoz man shelo koku, as it's towards the end of Sukkot Vav, koz man shelo koku yesh lekol echad chelik bekuloi. Each one has a chelik bekuloi, and he doesn't stop there. V'harei, mashemachar harishain, ki ilu macha chelik shozeh shebalas halkoi. My taina is that you, my shutif, you sold my chelik. I only have a chelik, but since I'm a chelik bekuloi, I have a right to use the entire property. I'm a shutif in every atom and every molecule. I own something. I'm a shutif bekuloi. So when you sell your chelik to the buyer, it's as if you're selling my chelik. It's a stick of a stretch. As if this, even though you're not, my chelik was untouched. But it's, since I have a chelik, a bailus in every part of this shutvis, when you sell your chelik out, you're as if you're selling my chelik.
You don't have to come that far. The point is to make you better than bar mitzvah. So I am better than bar mitzvah, because I'm there till he gets rid of me. And you're only next to it.
Okay, fine. We're gonna.
You gotta go make that stretch.
Fine. Okay. Maybe we'll do. Well, the first one is understand the smart. He's tiny good, but the smart says the reason is because I have a tiny that it's if I'm so stronger than you the shutvif who sold this piece. Your position in the shutvif, you as if you sold my piece, because I have a chelik in the shutvif. What does the smart mean? The chelik means what the Machna Chaim says. Machna Chaim and chelik beis and Kaishem Mishpar Kavav says like this. He says, the lomdus is, the reason why a shutif is stronger than a metzron is because a shutif has a right to use the entire shutfis, cause man, he's part of to the shutfis. Even before he's chelik. We're not worried what's going to be in 10 years from now when he's chelik. Right now, every shutif has a right to use the entire piece of property. So when you're selling your chelik, what you're doing is you're selling a chelik that I'm using. That I have a schus to use. You're selling something that's shchuna gadei, that's by me. You're selling something that I'm using. Memela, I'm better than you. You're only a bar metzron. You're only next door. I'm here. I'm on the piece itself that you sold. I'm using that piece. I'm stronger or closer than you are. And he has a beautiful dik in the Gemara, kishmaka dik. The Gemara refers to a bar metzra kiseida as a bar metzra, a son of a metzra. So he said, what's the son doing here? Who's the Av? Shastam, it should say metzron. God and Machabe keeps on saying metzron. But why is the Gemara call him a bar metzron? The guy next door is a bar metzron. He's like, not like Avi Avisa told me, he's not like the Avis and Ezekin. He's a toldo, he's a bar metzron. So who's the metzron? So Zok to Machna Chaim, the metzron is the shutif. The shutif is the spitz metzron. The shutif is on top of this piece. He's using this piece. He's the metzron. This is the classical thing. And the guy next door is only a bar metzron. He's only, you know, in the next generation, not told of this concept. He's only next door, so he's not mamish on it. He's a bar metzron. And a metzron is better than a bar metzron. Therefore, shutif is better than a bar metzron. That's the Machna Chaim. That's what this man means. Interessante means in Lomdis, if you think about it, in Lomdis, it's very important, Rabbi, in Lomdis, kum dois, that the reason why a shutev assumes the bais position is different than the reason why a bametzer assumes the bais position. The reason why a bametzer assumes the bais position is because it's a maila for him to have his two pieces attached next to each other. Now he could extend his house, build a mansion, or if he has a field that he's I don't know, growing corn, so he'll attach the next field, he'll have a larger field, he could grow more corn, all in one shot. The same plow will just go a few more feet, and it's gavaldic for him. So it's a maila for him to have it two together. That's the maila of a bametzra. But what's the maila of a shutif? He's not saying the maila is because I have the two things adjacent. He's saying the maila is because I'm here already. I'm in mishtamish with this chayfetz. Nothing to do with my chelik that I'd rather own 25% of the shutvis that might be next door when we're chelik in 10 years from now. No, that's not the reason. The reason is because I'm being mishtamish with it now, so I'm here. You're taking something like, you're usurping my power. You're taking something from under me. I have it. I'm sitting on top of it, and you're selling it out to somebody else.
What you mean, there's an actual potential, really. That's what you're coming out. I have a potential to extend my field. I have actual use of the field.
Good. Say it like that. However you want it. That's the maila of lechayer tisma and the machna chaim says. The problem is that who cares? Who cares that you're sitting on it? I'm not affecting you bechlal. If you think about it, when till now Reuven owned that piece and I used it because I'm a shutif. Now Reuven sold it off to Yisachar. So who cares? So I'm still going to use that piece. How is this deal staring me bechlal? It's not staring me. There's no gray use. I have the same schus in this piece if it goes to Yisachar like I had when it was by Reuven. What's the problem here? Now I know Bametzro, there's a mila because I want to extend my property. Here, what's the mila? I'm not extending anything. What's the mila? I want to use it
every day.
Until now I'm using it, and now I want to use it more often. I could use it whenever I want, but you mean I have to rotate with the other people if they also want to use it, so now I could use it more often.
I use something that's better, but it doesn't make it better, it still would be the same.
And that's better than you owning somewhere else.
And you're getting something better.
Let's say you want to use something Mondays and Thursdays. So you'll use this Monday and you buy somewhere else and use that Thursday. What do you need to use this Monday and Thursday? Because you're ready, you're ready, comfortable, you have your stuff here. You have to know what this Mila does for the thing. It's interesting. The Rosh Grad is the one who says this Tam, that they're trying to...
Well, if he has a shift, he can't grow his corn into this field. He has a shift of this power. What is the bametzer that he's gaining there? He's getting something next door to him. He has
what is the bametzer gaining?
The bametzer gaining is
if he has already a shutis here, so he can... He has an influential day in the shutis. He could, let's chip in together. He can join forces, or he could force a chalukah and maybe end up with the piece right next to his field. He has milas here as well. People who like to... try to get as many options as they can in the neighboring areas around them to be able to, if he ends up with this piece, he can now build a complex. I don't know, he'll do something with this. All right. The Maya says, this Tam is a rush. Without the Pirish of this man, the Machna Chaim. The Rosh just says, the Lashon HaRosh is, Ki Ashut of Yesh Lechelik Beguf HaSado, the Chosman Shulechogo Yesh Lechelik Bechol HaSado, the Odif Tvei Mimetzron She'enu Bo El Mekoyech Smichas HaMeitza. The Shutif, Chosman is not Chelik, has a Chelik in the entire Sado. And the Metzron only has next door. So that's why you're better. That's the Lashon HaRosh. Without this man, the Machna Chaim, I would have just Tam said, there is a Maila of Other than maila is the same maila like a bametzra maila, that you want the two pieces together. But the maila to have two pieces together is your maila, a shutis maila having two pieces together, is better than the bametzra's maila. Why? Because of during the shutis. Right now, during the shutis, there's a maila for me to have, like you said, now I could use it more often. I'll be more of a shutif here in this property. I'm already a shutif here, and I want to be more of a shutif here. It's a mazel. Maybe one day I'll be chile get it there. Who knows? But that's not the nekud. The nekud is even right now, while I'm a shutif, I have an advantage of being able to use more, having more bialis, more equity in the shutif. That maila, to be able to use more together, so to speak, is better than the bametzer, who's only next door, who's going to annex it together. But avad, the lumdis is the same, so to speak. speak, that you have a mile of having the two together. And Baruch Shem, I saw the Levush. Levush, when he says it's over, that's how Itaka says it. It's not a new Svara. It's the same Svara of Ba'metzra. The reason why Shutav is better, because the Shutav is Mamish here, so he could Mamish, and every Adam, I'll now own two parts of that Adam instead of one. So in the entire field, I own two things that are next to each other. Mashenke and the Ba'metzra is only adjacent, so they touch each other, but the two fields are lemaisa, only side by side. Here, I mamish own together in every anam. So there's a closer proximity in my acquisition here and joining the two together than the bametzer. Memela, I'm other from the bametzer. That's how Lechay, I would have said it. That's how the Levush says it. Yeah, so we're going to get to it. Belina, later on we'll talk about what to do then. Is he allowed to? Oh, let Reuven make a chaluka. That's fine. If Reuven wants to do that first, I mean, now it's too late, he already sold it off. But if he wants to make a chaluka and it's a yesh b'kadei chaluka, then he can sell it off, but then whichever should have actually got the piece next door is also by Metzra. So, oh, then it would be a Metzra eco. Yeah, then that would be a problem, right?
It's obvious that the Ma'asa themselves otherwise he can't sell it off. If the Ma'asa, then that's considered enough chaluka that he can sell it off
if
he wants.
If they would be maskim, they're not maskim. He's not maskim. The guy's not maskim. He wants to take.
But besides the metzer,
no other dinner. If a shutter wants to sell off his piece, he can sell off his piece.
So he's coupling himself off. He is selling off.
Right. So he's a right.
Isn't that
No. Because we're all going to be partners. But instead of me being the partner, you'll be in my place. But the partnership is staying the same, right? People sell stocks. What is it? IBM. You have a million shareholders. You sell stock to someone else. It doesn't change. There's still a million shareholders. Instead of being you being one of them, someone else is one of them. He just assumed your position. It's not a chaluk in the shutvis. It's the same thing. Now, Lamaisa, the Rambam says l'chare a different time. The Rambam, when he brings on this halacha, he fears eyes. The reason why a shutv can be masalik, this lokeach, is k'dei shelo yikones zor b'neihem. In order that a friend shouldn't come into the shutvis. Seemingly what he means to say is that a shutvis, you gotta get along. We work together, we have the similar outlook of how to deal with this business, or this property, I should say. We have to deal with each other. You're bringing a friend, I never dealt with this guy, I don't deal with him, he thinks differently than me, maybe he's not Nemon, like he's a guy, never swindler, a batlan. I don't want anyone in the shutvis that I'm not accustomed to. Shini Das, I don't want that. That's my right that I could assume the Lokeach position, because I don't want anyone else coming in the shutvis. We have a certain friendship. I know whatever you call that, we work together, good. This guy's going to come in, he's going to even, not only we have to deal with him, it's going to mess up our shutvis. Right, exactly. So it's not even a matron, it's a gedin. And Baruch Hashem, the Avni Nezer, in Choshe Mishra Kuf Mem, Mami says it, that from the Rambam, you see, it's not even a Ba'metzra to gedin. It's nothing to do with Ba'metzra. Like you said, it's a shutvis again. Nothing to do with Ba'metzra. I have a right to protect my shutvis, that a friend shouldn't come into my shutvis. Now, I can't lock a shutvis down that he can't sell off his piece. So a shutvis can sell off his piece, but everyone else has the right of first refusal to assume that guy's position. Sorry?
Every shutvis, that's
it,
there's no land, it's just a business.
No, so that's a machloikis. It's only specifically by land. If it will be by business, there's a machloikis. Actually, Lashaka, I believe, brings it down over here. Where is it? 1 second. Okay, I don't know. Cut off here, but that's what the Akronim bring it down. That there's a Marie Ben Lev or Marik and Simon Chof, I think, holds that it goes by every shutvis, and the Beis Yosef and the Akronim argue and say it's only by karka. So yes, it's limited to karka, but nevertheless, by karka, it's like a shutvis de gedin. It's not even a bametzah de gedin. But Meila, now it's even simpler. Why? It's better than a Ba'metzra. It's not a Ba'metzra to Gedin. The Shutvis is better than Ba'metzra. Ma'mela Shutvis could be Mazalik a Ba'metzra. Why is it put over here? First of all, it's like a Ba'metzra, meaning what you're doing is the same, you're assuming someone's position. But also, this is also learned out from Vasisa Yashav HaTayv. Vasisa Yashav HaTayv is a general claw, like the Rav Maggid said, and there are many problems the Chazal have to insert into Vasisa Yashav HaTayv. One of them is that a Shutvis could also be Mazalik, have a right of first refusal. All right. Once I'm going to leave you with this. We have to move on to the next sif. But once we see that shutuf is better than bamesa, whatever the pshat is, our pshat, the tznaz pshat, or the Rambam pshat, Abinadab pshat, but you see shutuf is better than bamesra. Now, when you go throughout the entire simen and you go through exception to the rule, one after another, a dozen exceptions to the rule, you have to clear every single time. And what it'll be if it will be a shutuf? Means, let's say one shutuf is desperate, he has to raise capital quickly. Time is of the essence. His house is being foreclosed on. So he has to sell this property off quickly. Right? So the halakha, that's one of the exceptions of bamesra. Because we try to be native to the metzra and we're going to step all over the seller. You can't do that. Like we mentioned, so we have to allow, we ease the restrictions of bamesra. And what will be if he was a shutuf? Does the shutuf have a right to take over the position even though the selling shutuf is desperate to sell his piece immediately? One by one, if we're going to, and that achroinim dan, mamish, throughout the sim, they dan like on each case, what will be this case? What will be if it's a yisayimim? If a yisayimim buy, there's no dima metzra. And what would be if the yisayimim is buying a portion of the shutfis? Kehena v'kehena, if shutfis is other than bametzra, now we have to know, and this is a problem, because there's no rise to any of this. There's no, like, rishayim today, and everyone just like argues. And come out on every shlav of every halakha, there's a machloik, is shutfis better than about Metzra in this regard or not? Metzra, hopefully, maybe when we go through the Simma, we'll touch on it. But all right, let's move on. Let's do Sivav. Let's get into it. It is to about Metzra.
Well, to the Rambam, he's not a Zohar. If they have this with him in another field, would that change?
L'chayr, he's still a Zohar. He's a Zohar here. L'chayr. To get out of his Zohar would be if one of the Shutzim assume, one of the five Shutzim here assume one of the other Chalakim, then he wouldn't be a Zohar. And then a Chalakim, then you're right, even without the Ram, and then he has the same mileage as all the other Shutzim, he's already here. So then a Chalakim, you wouldn't be able to even misalak him. That would be good. It means one Shutzim has the right to sell off his piece to one of the remaining Shutzim. Alright, let's move on. Let's do Sivav. This is Bametzra. Hamoicha kakoi l'echod. My print is not so good. Bein shemachra hu, bein shemachra shlukoi, whether he sold it, whether his shliach sold it, bein shemachra bezin, whether bezin sold the piece, it's irrelevant. If there's a transaction going on, there's a transfer of property from one to another, yesh lechaveira shu betzada meitza, his friend, who's next door, we're assuming that they're friends. Yesh lechaveir shu betzada meitza, the friend who's next door, betzada meitza shaloi, has the right, litein domim lelakeach, has the right to give the money, whatever the buyer paid for that property, ulasalek oisai, and to remove him and assume his position. This is bametzra. And like Rashi said, the reason is bametzra is because there's a mila that he should have the two properties together. So therefore we tell the buyer, don't buy here, go buy somewhere else. Vafilo halakeach talmud chacham, and even if the lakeach is a talmud chacham, vishachin, and he's a neighbor anyway, just not a bametzah to this property, v'karoi, and now he also be a relative to the moicha, v'ametzah in amaretz, and the metzah is in amaretz, v'rochuk min amoicha, still who cares? Hametzah in koidim u'masalik as a lakeach. It's not a matter of talmud chacham or kurva. The bottom line is a bametzah has an advantage, and therefore he could assume the buyer's position. Hagah, v'afilu. This is even stronger. The seller says, "Koidim she'emka le'metzron." Before I would sell to this metzron, loy emka klal, I wouldn't sell at all. Suffice it, they're not too friendly. I'm not interested in selling to the metzron. If I find out that the metzron assumed the buyer's position, I have a cow. In a million years, I would never sell to this metzron. I want this piece of property back. Still tough luck. I feel achi kon hametzron balkocha shemaycha. The second the seller sells the property to the lekeach, the seller is out of the equation. Now there's a metzron to deal with the lekeach. The metzron has a right to assume the lekeach's position. I have the seller screaming, tough, you're not a mandiyam anymore. You sold off. You're out. Finished. This is a tshuvas maram. It's over. Not only that, zok to tshuvas ranach, I'm going to get zok to tshuvas ranach in kuf kaf hei, even if there are edim that before the sale, the seller had a cow, and Mamish was upset and said, no way in a million years will I ever sell to this metzron. So it's not like he woke up now. He made it well known even before the Mechira, but once he sold it, it's over. It's not his. It's the buyer's. And now there's a din Torah between the buyer and the metzron. It's on the buyer. The Sidhu V'Yashar Tov is on the buyer, not on the seller. that anyway, Bishano, is once we were talking about it, the Rashi and other Rishonim hold that Vaziz Yashvat was always only on the Bayin and Hatzala. Because Hatzala could say, I'm not selling it. You force me to sell it to you instead of him, then forget it, I won't sell, I'll keep it for myself. So you can never pin me down to a Vaziz Yashvat. Vaziz Yashvat is on the buyer, why are you coming into this neighbor, buying next to me? Go somewhere else and let me buy. So Vaziz Yashvat is on the Lekeach. Now, you know, it's each one is positioning themselves. We make it hard, and the all buyers won't come in. At the end, he's going to have to soften up, and he's going to deal with me like a mensch. What's the lamed ben metzra? It's Chazal know that the ben metzra has an unfair. He has a disadvantage because the guy who's selling knows that the Metzrin really wants it, so he's going to hike up the price to the Metzrin. So the Metzrin rather keep quiet, sit back, let a buyer come in and buy it for the real market price, and just come in and assume his position, step into his shoes. So that's why, the Metzrin doesn't want to be had and taken advantage. He lets a buyer come into it. You don't want to sell it to me? Fine. We'll sit back and we'll see. After a year of not selling your property, it's marketed and no one's buying, you're going to have to come back to me and deal with me like a mensch.
Why is it also say, Yoshua, talk to the poor buyer? I came in, you didn't say anything. I bought it. What do you want from me?
First of all, why didn't you consult with me beforehand?
I have to consult?
Yeah. That's the Vaziz Yashvat Tov. You have to consult with the Metzrin before you come in.
So you're saying,
and even if he does, even we're going to learn a lot, that even if I tell you, I just told you because I'm trying to get the seller to come back to the real price. No, I have to make a kinyan. If I make a kinyan, then I'm being mesalik, my rights of my Metzrin, then that will work. But without it, I'm just trying to get the seller to be normal. Because I really am desperate. I want that property. I need it. It is a tiny on you. Don't come here. Go somewhere else.
Can't go anywhere because every bar mitzvah says I want.
No, there are many properties that are not bar mitzvahable. There are many exceptions, and you could get people who would give you a kinyan or not interested in extending or whatever it is.
Sorry. Is it allowed to sell one of the shuftas
in the property? The halakha is later on about harama. When you do these harama, we let them sell a strip of the property inside the property. So. And now the Bar Metzra is not adjacent to that. And then the next day, sell the rest. And now he's already a Metzra here. These things, these haramis, Chazal knew these haramis too. They're smarter than we think. No, Khalilah. They're very, and they bavon that any type of these haramis don't work. And the Bar Metzra has the right to assume the position. We're going to learn those as well. Bar Metzra has to be, when you find out, then you have to exercise your right within a timely fashion. A day, two, whatever it is. You have to find, when you find out. All right.
So, buy back
from the care
to get stuff, and that's
because that's a
former owner.
Oh, very good. So lechayro, once you're raising, there is a halacha of bailam and rishenim have a milo in a property, so that takes precedence. But over here, it's too late. The second you sold it to lekeach, and that lekeach says, "Okay, I want to sell it back to the Micha," it's too late. It's not the lekeach; it's the Metzrin's. The Metzrin assumed the position. We're going to see. He's like the lekeach turned out to be a shliach. So the Metzrin bought it from day one. Now the lekeach is not a man diyama. What lekeach? Who lekeach? I don't know any lekeach. The Metzrin's here. Lekeach has no right to sell it back. The Metzrin's using the Kinyan Lekeach. The Metzrin is the one who bought it. So now Lekeach can't sell it back. It's too late. There is a Taz who quotes over here, it's Aruch HaShulchan as well, but it's really Chuvus Maimni. Chuvus Maimni says, led. This same Chuvus Maimni says, there is an Eitzah for the seller. And the Eitzah is Metchila, the seller should make a T'nai in the Mechira. That if the Metzrin will ever exercise his right of Metzronis and take you over, then the Mechira is not a Mechira. That's it. So the mail of the Metzrin can't get to it. Now, it's not a perfect fix, because if he exercises his right, what will happen? The Mechir is not a Mechir, it goes back to the seller, so there's no sale. Okay, it accomplishes halfway that the Metzrin won't get it. But the seller is going to be stuck with it, he won't be able to sell it off, the seller wants to sell his property. But at least, Ubavon, the Metzrin won't get to it.
Sorry.
Again, the partnership, Chalik, he doesn't want... You might have a different metzer on the partnership too. It means if you're buying something in a piece of land that's adjacent to my land and I'm a metzer on that land, so then I could have a metzer and take you out. of that.
He's a shalom.
I mean, because you don't want him to be a shalom. It's not good for the shalom. I hear. Okay, but again, if it's aroma, it's going to be a problem. All right, but that's what comes out here. So it's an eitz. Mitzvah Hashem, as we go continue through the siman, we're going to see Mitzvah Hashem other eitzes, so to speak, to bavona b'metzra if you need to. Not so simple, but there are a couple more eitzes throughout the siman. The shach has a case over here. Look at the shach in Tziv Cotton Hay, the second half of the shach. It says, "Ma'isa bala fenenu be'echad shenishba lechaveru limkolay karkoy." Reuven swore that he's going to sell his karka to Shimon. And kachav, he carried through with the shvua, and he sold the karka to Shimon. Or boha metzun lasalkoi, and now the metzun came to be mesalakim. V'tana moicha, and now the seller says, now he's coming to be mesalakim before the kinyan. He's about to sell it to him, and now the metzun wakes up, I want it. V'tana moicha, I really don't want to sell. And the only reason why I'm selling is because I'm bound to my shvua. Now you, the metzun, want it, and you're going to anyway take it away from the buyer. So mali, for the shvua, what did the shvua accomplish? And they sell it, and then it's not going to get to the lokeach anyway. It's going to go right to the metzun. I'm not interested in selling it at all. My whole shvua is only rak lechaverai. I only made a shvua to sell to him. If he's not going to wind up with the property, I don't want to sell it bechlal. Upasaknu kevin sha'adayin lohoye kinin bedava, since there was no kinin made at all, yochala meicha lagzaboy veyagzik akar kalatzmai. And he won't be over his shvua, because his whole shvua is only to get it to the lokeach. If he already made the kinin and he sold it off to the buyer, to this person he promised to, now he can't take it back. It's too late.
Was he Mekayim Shvua?
It's debatable if he was Mekayim Shvua. That's a Ranachot. He was. It's debatable. But the bottom line, I can't do better. So either I was Mekayim Shvua, I'm a Noinis. But I can't get it back. I can't take it back because it was already sold. And the Noinis Desha says, why don't you have like it's Anan Sahadi? I only sold it to him because of my Shvua. And now that my Shvua wasn't Niskayim, I want it back. So the Noinis Desha, if I say this, it's not Anan Sahadi. It's a Gili Milso. We don't see that clear. We know that you sold in course of Yeshua, but we don't know that you wouldn't have sold it otherwise. Memele, you have no right to take it back. Memele ends up by the person you sold it to. The Choshen Ve'efoid, to say for on Hilchos Metronis from like 100 years ago, the Rishme Sheila, printed together with the Rishme Sheila, so he argues and he says, your type of a Svara, that you're going back to the Bailam of Rishonim, that if the person who was Nishbatu, that he's going to get the Sado, wants, he could sell it back to the Mashbiya, to the one who made the Shvua. He could sell it back to the seller, and he'll have the Dinah Bailam and Rishainim, and Memela, that's how he'll circumvent the Bametzra. And he argues with the Noiz Dasha. Yeah, I don't understand. I also don't know. What does he mean? How can he sell back? It's not his anymore. It's over. The Bametzra has assumed his position. He's out. You can't sell it back. There's nothing to sell. He comes, he pays, and that's it. He doesn't have to be make a new Kenyan. That's right. Nope. Okay, let's learn Vait to the Machaba, and we'll see how Vait this goes. You assume the position. Let's continue the Machaba. And this friend, the buyer, who stepped in here that he shouldn't have come in, Choshev Kishlukoi, is as if he's the Shliach of the Metzron in his transaction, L'chol Dava, Ve'edi Akinin Sholakeach, Yichtivu Shtar B'Shem HaMetzron. They should write the Shtar right directly to the Metzron. When you, how's it say in a township, when you, record this deed, you're going to record it that the seller sold the property to the Metzron. He never even sold it to the buyer. What buyer? There's no buyer. He sold it to the Metzron. The buyer was only a front for the Metzron. The buyer was only a shliach. He sold it to the Metzron. He sold it directly to the Metzron. The ain't tricking kinyan acher. You don't need any other kinyan. The kinyan was shen done. He did it. The shliach, namely the lakeach, did the kinyan for the Metzron. That's how Chazal did it. Chazal created that you're acting as a shliach. Tough. You shouldn't have been here. You shouldn't have come in here. You do come in here, you're automatically acting as a shliach for the Metzron.
What are the mechanics?
Have to be Hefka Bezit Hefka. Yeah, Hefka Bezit, whatever.
Make me into a shliach, I didn't
want to
be one.
Good. So vice versa, that's Hefka Bezit. So that's the Takana that did. Correct. Hefka Bezit Hefka. And now the buyer has to, the metzron has to reimburse the buyer for the, no, if he doesn't, then it's over. He has to only have time, he has to come up with the money. No, he has to come up with the money, we're going to see. He has to come up with the money right away. If he doesn't come up with the money, it's over. Sorry?
If there's two metzron,
so then the two of them will share. If they're coming together, the two of them will share.
And how we...
So we're going to learn later on. We'll learn later on how we divide up the field into two. The kinyan works for both. But there's a chelik of the sada which go to the south, and a chelik of the sada which go to the north. I bought it, and I had in mind, so to speak, and because I had in mind for me, that I'm buying it, a chelik for you, and a chelik for you. That's how it works. It works directly. And let's continue. How does it go? V'cheinim hokra. What happened? The guy bought a field for $400,000. The medicine didn't find out about it until a year later, and now it's $500,000. Gewaldig. So look here, because Mamish counting the dollars, wow, it's appreciating, calls up a broker every week, find out how much it's appreciating. Gewaldig, at the end of the year, the Metzen says, it's mine, you're out, how much did you pay for it a year ago? $400,000, no problem, here's a check for $400,000, I'm in. I went up in value, my property tax went up in value, I'm the Metzen, I own the property, you know one, you're shliach. V'cheinim hokro tzach lidne loikam ha'shakana. You have to give it as if how much you bought it. I'm taking over the position. Vim hozlo. And if it goes down, now this is the other way, it's inverted. If it goes down, and now the Metzen says, I only want to pay $300,000 for it because it went down. No, you can't do that. You want to take my position over, and that I should be a shliach, so then pay like a tatala like I paid. You have to pay you're going to have to pay the price I paid. You can't now take it from me at a discount for $300,000. No, that's not fair to me. And if you don't want, then fine, so then don't. That's your choice. You have the prerogative. But you, in order to exercise your right about medicine, you assume my position, you take me over, and my mail it's your property from day one.
Why does this like can't force the
neither can be forced. It's everything up to the metron. Not to force. You can't force the metron either way. But if it's hooker, probably the metron wants to take over. And if it goes down, probably doesn't. It's not up to the shliach. It's only up to the metron. It's not up to the shliach at all.
A year later,
if he found out about it a year later. If he found out about it right away, and then there's a year later, that's too late. He knew about it, he was meichel. He has to exercise his right away. We're going to discuss the tanoim machlokes, because we're training him about when he has to exercise and which oifanim he could exercise. Sold to the third guy, sagrada, it's not such a problem. I could exercise the metzah twice, because I'm exercising the metzah the third guy too. Pashas, I'll pay the first one, because I'm assuming his, and now the second mechira is bottom. He had no right to sell it. What is he selling?
He needs to pay him back the full amount.
And right, and the whole second mechira is betela, and it goes back to me. I assume that position.
How does it work? If I bought it, so you say I'm your slayer, so you made a king. So now let's say he didn't exercise his right.
If I didn't exercise the right, if the medicine didn't exercise, then it's a mechila. Now it belongs to the buyer.
Again, I made the kinyan according to Allah. I made the kinyan for you.
No, you made the kinyan for me if I exercise my right of my medzra. Right, it's up to me to decide if I don't exercise my right.
I made it for myself.
Okay, exactly. If you want to know when you come home, you want to tell your wife who bought the property, you have to find out from the medzra who you bought the property. It was you or the medzra. And then you can tell her who you bought it. Sorry? No, once he was Michael, it's over. It's finished. Once he's Michael, it's over.
What happens if he's no longer a medicine?
No, then he can't exercise his right. Maybe we're going to see. But Lina, as we go. Right, correct. And it's too late. Because again, the lumdus is v'sisa yashar toiv. It's a toiv for you. It's no longer a toiv for you. It's not a way to make money in real estate. You have to be careful. It's a way that you improve your situation. No, because a lot of Bametz's people think they own a house, and they own a few investment properties. They're going to buy the next house next door. That itself is not Bametz. Because if you don't ever plan on making one big house on both properties or somehow gaining by the extra land to make more subdivisions or whatever, it's just that you want to have another investment property, then I also want to have an investment property. Why? That's not a bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah is because you have an advantage by annexing this piece to your existing piece that improves your existing piece, so it's better for you. But the time that you want more real estate, that's not bar mitzvah.
But by next year, you should go to one place.
So if you're plowing, yes.
No, same houses. If you own a whole strip of town, it's all one thing.
fine. If you're the only one across the street, so big deal. So you'll collect the rent from across the street as well. Is that, that's not the mile of a metzer.
It's not this location.
Okay.
Is the metzer all or nothing? Can you claim a metzer for half?
No. No, you want it, take it. You don't want it, don't take it. That's it. You gotta. I didn't buy half, so you. Am I your shliach or am I not your shliach? If I'm your shliach, then you bought all. If I'm not your shliach, then you bought nothing. That's it. You don't. I didn't buy half. V'mtikin ba v'shbika. Now, what happens if the buyer, while he bought it, he thought he owned it, so he started to make improvements, and then all of a sudden the rug was pulled onto him, and a bad matron takes him over. Now, what do you do with all his time and effort and investment that he put into the property? Have like yoyd b'shos. He's like a yoyd b'shos. Why is he like a b'shos? It's because as I vayed, while he owned it, or while he thought he owned it, he was the one who had authority to make this decision what to do. So he's not just a yoyd b'shos and a sada siyalita. He's mamash a yoyd b'shos. He was the one who had the authority of what to improve. But if the Bamedzin already told him, buddy, out, I'm taking over here and I'm going to bring you the money, and then the buyer went ahead and improved it, now have a lake here at, you knew the Medzin taking you over, why are you improving the property? You're improving someone else's property. You already now know, you're on notice that you're out, so now you have no right to stop, make decisions and improve properties. It's my property. Oh, then yeah, you're it. But you're each libishus. Now, vim akumi mena netiyas o kilkel. What happens if while he thought he owned it, he started to demolish parts of the property or ruin parts of the property? Menakuloi menadomim mesho kilkel. Now we'll subtract all the kilkel that he did. If he did $1,000 worth of damage, but by Metzen takes him over, minus
$1,000. Even though I damage and say, don't you know, might build another house on it, so that's called a kilkel?
Well, if it's not a kilkel, then not. But if it's considered a hefzid, it's worth.
I don't want that.
So then, yeah, then you're right. Then it's a kilkel. Then it's a kilkel. So I'm getting less. Means I'm supposed to pay you the $400,000 that you paid, but the maisa you paid for a full nice property. You're giving me not that. You're transferring to me. You're passing along to me a property with something missing, something deteriorated, so I pay you less. V'afilu kilkel koydim sheyavai metzran. Still, we deduct what happened. The im ochal peris, and if he ate peris,
if I came ready, then you started.
Then for sure I'm going to be menaka. So that's a feel. Even though when you did the kilkel, you thought that you were the owner, still a menaka. That we're going to have to see a smart. It's a whole beer. I don't know if we'll have time for it tonight, but this whole thing is complicated. I just want to finish up to bring it out. V'mochu peris, and if he ate peris, while he thought that he owned it, he was starting to eat the fruit of the tree. Oisim she'ochel acheshebo v'hevi mois l'salko. Those peris that he ate after the metzer already put him a notice and said, I'm coming and bringing money and I want you to get out, tzorach l'shalem. He has to pay because he's eating someone else's peris. V'she'ochel koidim, but the peris that he ate before the metzer put him on notice, ain't no tzorach l'shalem. Those peris he doesn't have to pay. And that's a chiddush. This is a Rambam. Other Rishonim Ogin say he has to pay those peris as well. The Rambam makes this chiddush, and this is problematic because kilu, before I'm on notice, I have a right to eat peris. That means those peris are mine, I don't have to pay you. So why is it different than everything else? And kilkel, why is it different? And we hope that you don't need a new kinyan, right? And why is it different than kilkel? And why is it different than yukra v'zula? This needs a beer. And I'll even make a diik. It's mashma that only because I ate those peris. What happens if I didn't eat those peris? The peris are on the tree and they're growing and growing and they're still on the tree. That will go to the mametzer. That does go over. It's only the peris that I ate don't go over. But whatever grew and vaxed, that does go over to the benefit of the bametzer. So we need a beer. Here in the Sman's going to hopefully give a beer, but I don't know if we're going to have time tonight. Let's just finish off. The mlova alokeach koydim shaba metzrin, and if the, watch this, the buyer borrowed money. Now, in order to get a loan, you have to put collateral. So what do? He went to a bank and he wrote a mortgage on this piece of property that he just bought. And he showed, yeah, I have the deed, I just bought this property. Then the metron wakes up and removes him retroactively So now the mafreya, the lekek, is not a lekek. Really, the metzen was a lekek. Now the lender says, I want to collect. So fine, I can't collect from you because it's no longer your property. Now it's a metzen property. So now let me collect from the metzron. Talk to Makabe, ain't shibrabachal chalalov, ain't a tariff me a metzron. You can't collect from the metzron. Because it was never the loivus. It went, the mafreya, it turned out that the property went directly from the seller to the metzron. And you lent the wrong guy. If had you lent the metzron, we could talk. You lent the wrong guy. Memela, you don't have any shibit on that property. Memela means before you lend on such a deal, you have to make sure the metzron is happy and that there's no problem. Because otherwise, the whole mortgage might be pulled out under you. All right. Rabbi say,
the metzron made all the metzron when I made the deal.
Very nice. We come to the Smas. And the Smas says, what's the Chiddush here? Smas says, if the Lekek didn't pay yet, so the lender is covered. The lender would just tell the Metzen, don't pay the Lekek, the lever pay me instead, to have him covered. That's good. But if he already paid, right?
So,
if the, one sec, if the Lekek, I'll just get this out. If the Lekek,
If the
metzen already paid the lekeach, and now the lekeach already blew that money, so now he's coming to have a shibit. Or what this man doesn't say is what happens. My loan was for 10 years, right? So it's not due for 10 years. And now the metzen is going to pay the lekeach, right? So from the smart might sound like he could. It's, I don't know how pasha this is. Lechayra, I lent you money. Yes, I thought I had a piece of property as collateral, as a mortgage on it. Mice, it turns out it wasn't. But how do I have a right to now collect the money that the metzen is giving you now? It's premature. There's a 10-year loan. And by 10 years, the lekeach will figure out how to blow that money. So what's going on? So how... And from the Sma, when he is the kasha and he's bavoning, this sounds like that it's like a havah betoyz kilo. I only lent the money because I had this piece of property as a mortgage. Now that I found out that there's a mortgage, kumtoyz lemafrei, I would have never lent the money to you. So it's not for 10 years now. Now it's callable immediately. That's it. It's like a trigger in the loan. That's it. It's callable immediately. There's no collateral anymore. God, the banks have that, right? If you try to transfer the property, it's callable immediately. So it's now callable immediately. Memela, when the metzen comes to pay you money, I'm going to take that money directly and pay up. But if the metzen already gave the money, it's too late and the shiva doesn't chance it. Alright, Rabbi Yisai, there's a lot of lumdus going on here, which you have to filter out. What would be if the metzen didn't eat payers but he lived there? Does he have to pay schirs for the property? He lived there for the year. Does he have to pay schirs? There are going to be many variables here that we're going to have to flesh out. That he doesn't have to pay his kriyas, why not?
The payers already, then he doesn't have to pay.
But you see, for Yukra Vazula, yeah. So what is kriyas? We're going to have to figure this out.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.